You know, I don't really understand. I don't really know how much people understand unless I get some feedback, comments or something. But yeah, what I mean by avatar is your body's just a ship. It's a, if you take the word people, people is peep-el. God is watching this place through you. God is working through you. God is seeing through you. Human is just a different shade of human. Per sun is per the sun. So every human being, God is able to, you know, look through, use, see through. It's like an extension. It's an extension. It's kind of like if you create a computer system and have a bunch of cameras on it, you can see. You can, let's say I create a computer system on the other side of the city, I can actually see through that camera, you know. God doesn't need that, but my point is, people is a peep. It's a peephole. Look out through the peephole, you know, of your door. But your avatar body is what? Your body ship is carrying around the spirit. You're energized, you're living by his spirit. And so his spirit is working through you. So it's all working together. It's like a symphony. All the pieces, all the instruments are working together to make a compilation. All the pieces working together. It's already written. But what's God doing? He's changing your heart. He's designing you and redesigning and throwing you back down on the potter's wheel to refine you, to shape you. I just had a car go in front of me, and it had on his tag CICI on his tags. Just got in front of me, like it's like came over from three lanes and just got right in front of me. It's a trip. Why would I say that? Because that last video did a participate CI. CI is having to do with. So you're a part, you're participating in the biggest party of all creation, where God made man in his image and he's drawing man back to himself through his son and through the preaching of the word, the saints, the word. And you see in the tribulation that even the angels preach the gospel. If the angels are preaching the gospel in the tribulation, that means the church is gone. There's no wrath on the church, you know. The wrath of God is not for the church. The church is caught up. And so we're participating. The word ate or eat is what? A-T-E. A is blood, T is the cross, E is spirit. Blood of his cross. You're eating and drinking of the body and blood of Jesus, what Jesus did on the cross to give you life. So in the natural, you eat, you go out here, you sacrifice an animal, you eat it for the protein, or you kill a plant, you eat it. So in the natural, something has to die. Jesus came down, died, and spiritually you're eating and drinking of that eternal life. So Jesus is eternal life. And so to participate in the party, the eternal party of heaven, he says, eat and drink, eat of my flesh, drink of my blood. And he says, does that offend some of you? And he wasn't talking about cannibalism. He was talking about spiritual, eternal communion, eating and drinking. When you go face to face, let's say you go to McDonald's or Burger King or some nice restaurant, and you sit down with somebody and you're having a meal face to face. You're partaking. You're in communion. Let us commune together. It's communion, face-to-face communion. And all these agents want to commune with you. Why would an agent want to commune with you? They want to commune with you to see your weakness. And so, just like a computer virus is out to get your program, these agents of Satan are viruses in the program looking for a way in, open door. So the virus is looking for a port in, right? A port. And so these agents are watching you and looking for a way in, a port, a portal. They're looking for a way in, you know. That's what they're doing. They're looking, they're listening to you. They're trying to find something. You know, Jesus says, he told his disciples, I can't talk to you much because the prince of this world is coming to test me soon. Coming, he's on the way. Now, the only thing I can figure about that is he had to be in serious prayer and fasting, and he had to be on guard, and he couldn't be distracted with some kind of human weakness, you know. The God-man couldn't be distracted with weakness, you know. In other words, maybe also that the devil could take one of them captive, you know. They wouldn't even know that they were being used by the devil. That's part of it, I'm sure. There's this restaurant over here. When certain people show up, they don't open early. I went to get some food and they're not even open. And it's 8 o'clock and it's like, come on. And every time that person works, talk about lazy. It's just sad. There's a pattern. This person always opens the store late when they open the store. There's a pattern to that. So the devil has a pattern. I'm not going to talk to you much because that prince of this world is coming to test me, tempt me or whatever. And there's a pattern. He can take people captive, even the disciples. Before they were sealed with the Holy Spirit, he says, you're going to deny me. And they said, I'll never deny you. And they denied him. They didn't have the Spirit. It's kind of like being married. You marry somebody and they don't have any power to do right, you know. They don't have any power to hold, keep their word until something just clicks. And then it all makes sense, and then they're going to have the power. But usually they get a divorce and they go, and they missed out on the blessing of a good marriage because they didn't have the power and they didn't have the dedication, you know. It's like anything else. If you're not dedicated, you're going to miss out. There's a principle that you have to sacrifice for a season before you get the benefit. Right? So a lot of people, whether it's a job, career, investment, whatever, you have to sacrifice for a season to get the benefit. And that's the way marriage is. That's the way a job is. That's the way career is. That's the way knowledge, education. Are they closed on the inside?
Yeah, you
got to
order online and you can pick it up inside.
That's sad, ain't it? And it's... So a person's not dedicated, they create patterns, and so they're not dedicated with anything. So they miss out on everything, usually. They're not dedicated, and they miss out. God is a God of restoration, though there's always restoration if a person seeks the truth, you know. I forgot what I started talking about. I don't even know what I was talking about. Well, my typical plan for breakfast didn't work. And so now, I'll just skip breakfast. The fact that I know how to fast, it don't even bother me. I'm not even hungry, really. It's sad that you can't depend on people.